Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Richard Serrett. Join me on Strange Planet for in-depth conversations with the world's top paranormal investigators, alien abductees, Bigfoot trackers, monster hunters, time travelers, alternative archaeologists, remote viewers, and more.
As I was on the way to Area 51, I was stopping on the side of the road and just taking measurements, and I found this one spot where time slowed down by a fraction of a second. It's not supposed to do that.
From the two big categories, animal mutilations and human abductions, you have to conclude that genetic material is being harvested.
Well, I reached for a rifle, and I turned and looked, and it was already moving away, and it was descending the bluff. There's no way any human could have went down it. It was probably a 75-degree angle straight down, almost.
On Richard Serrett's Strange Planet, we're redefining reality. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do not go any further. Turn around. Go home.
Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month, August 2021. Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month is a compilation of the weird, disturbing, and downright baffling stories currently happening in our world. From UFOs to serial killers, ancient sites, mysterious creatures, and even ghosts. These are the Strange and Scary Mysteries of the Month for August 2021. Number 5. Hollywood Ripper. A criminal sentenced to death must have committed the most heinous of crimes. In this story, you're about to find out the wicked exploits of such a man, a serial killer named Michael Gargiulo. Gargiulo, born in 1976, was a well-known bully in his hometown of Glenview, Illinois. His friends were often weary when around him, knowing his unpredictable mood swings. In their neighborhood also lived a girl named Tricia Picascio. She was going off to a big university and was celebrating with friends back on August 13, 1993. But the following morning, on August 14th, her father found the teenager on the front steps of their house. She'd been stabbed multiple times, and DNA was found underneath the victim's fingernails, but considering the limited forensic technology at the time, detectives could not pinpoint the suspect through those DNA samples. In what would be an attempt to evade police scrutiny, Gargiulo went to Los Angeles, California then, in 1998. But there, he would continue his crime spree, and in the fall of 2001, the Illinois native became friends with Ashley Ellerin. Considering how good-looking this lady was, Gargiulo soon became smitten with the 22-year-old, who herself had a panache for dating celebrities like Vin Diesel and Ashton Kutcher. On February 21st, 2001, Ashton Kutcher, came to pick up Ellerin for a Grammy Awards party. He would later go on to testify to seeing red stains on the floor, which he initially thought was spilled red wine, when in fact, it was actually his date's blood. The next morning, one of the woman's roommates found her wallowing in a pool of blood. A subsequent medical examination determined the victim had 47 stab wounds, most of which were so deep they nearly severed her limbs. Arguello's name came up as a person of interest, but since there was no evidence linking him to the murder, he was eventually let off the hook. Late in 2005, the man then moved into an apartment complex in El Monte. 10 days after he arrived, his neighbor, Maria Bruno, was then found dead. She had been stabbed many times, and her breasts had been removed, with the perpetrator even placing one of them in her mouth. At the crime scene, a drop of blood was discovered inside a blue surgical shoe slipper, and an eventual examination of it found that it belonged to Garguillo. Meanwhile then, on April 28, 2008, a woman named Michelle Murphy was attacked inside her home in Santa Monica. Despite her petite size, she was able to fend herself from the attacker, who then eventually fled. During the scuffle, the suspect cut himself and his blood dripped on the floor. That piece of evidence was then run through a national database and was found to match Garguillo's DNA profile. So in June of 2008, the LAPD conducted a manhunt operation to capture the man that they now called the boy next door killer. He was caught and charged with murder and held on $1 million bail. They further discovered physical evidence, like the matching blue shoe slipper found at the Bruno slaying. 3 years later, the so-called Hollywood Ripper, also known as the Chiller Killer, was also indicted on the Picacho murder. On August 15, 2019, Michael Garguillo was convicted on 2 counts of murder, as well as an attempted murder charge. Recently, and rightfully so, on July 16th of 2021, he was finally sentenced and given the death penalty that he deserves. Number 4. Joshua Harmon Justice. Delayed but never denied, justice for a decades-long murder victim may finally be served, and it's thanks to the advancements in DNA forensic science. On May 15, 1988, the parents of Joshua Harmon reported their son missing when he failed to return to their Raintreeway apartment near Atlanta, Georgia, where they lived. 2 days later, authorities found the body of the 8-year-old boy dumped in a wooded area where the kid usually played. It was a grotesque sight to behold. The young boy was found purple from a beating and having been strangled to death. The perpetrator had attempted to conceal the corpse with loose dirt and pine twigs, and unfortunately, due to the lack of leads, police were forced to put the case on the back burner. However, detectives continued to revisit the case over the years. They were hopeful that law enforcement technology would improve, and their prayers eventually were answered. With permission from the Harmon family, the Roswell Police Department exhumed Joshua's body in February of 2021. With the help of new DNA forensic science, authorities were able to establish a more solid link between the kits recovered from the crime scene to that of the new ones. A name finally popped up, that of James Michael Coates. The 56-year-old happened to be a former neighbor of the Harmons in the aforementioned apartment complex. It wasn't revealed if he was among those questioned during the initial investigation. However, the succeeding years since the incident revealed much of his depravity. Between 1990 and 1993, Coates was arrested and convicted twice for child molestation. After 1993, he was then sentenced to 20 years in prison for the same offense, but he got out in August of 2013. With his extensive rap sheet and the fact that the recent DNA evidence foretold his involvement, Roswell police procured a warrant for his arrest. He was then taken into custody on July 21, 2021 during a traffic stop wherein he was a passenger in an Uber ride. He was indicted with a list of charges including murder, aggravated assault, molestation, and many more. Meanwhile, authorities would not reveal their theory on how the crime transpired so as to not jeopardize the prosecution of the case. Sadly, Harmon's parents are no longer around to finally find the truth and get the closure that they needed. And yet, his relatives, as they say, believe that they may no longer need it, as the boy is now together with his parents in heaven. Number 3. Ancient Sunken City Brings New Amazing Finds. Appearing in ancient inscriptions and texts, the legendary city of Thonis Heraklion was hidden for almost 2,000 years, submerged in the depths of the Mediterranean Sea. Now a stunning sight to behold, the so-called city of Atlantis has yet again blown everyone out of the water with newly found and surprising secrets. Long before Alexander the Great founded Alexandria in Egypt, Thonis Heraklion was the kingdom's largest, busiest, and the most affluent Mediterranean port. Located off the bay of Aboukir, the metropolitan city, which was also called Thonis, was gradually neglected and abandoned as its fame was superseded by the conqueror's newly established namesake port city. Over time, Heraklion's structural foundation was weakened, due in part by natural calamities like earthquakes, tsunamis, and the ever-rising sea levels. By the end of the 2nd century BC, the entire city had succumbed to soil liquefaction. Buildings collapsed, the ground caved in, and everything in it just vanished beneath the waves. The vast site was forgotten for 1,500 years, that is, until its rediscovery by the French marine archaeologist Franco Dio in 2000. It was considered one of the greatest archaeological finds within the 20th century. Found among the sunken ruins were huge piles of treasures, tools, and weapons used by the people during that time. Megastructures like statues and temples were unearthed, as well as well-preserved ships and boats. These enormous discoveries have since made their way to various museums and exhibitions, and just when we thought we had seen it all, the site seems to be giving even more. Just recently, the Egyptian-French coalition of archaeologists working on the site made an announcement of yet another surprising discovery. They found a number of wicker baskets filled with fruits like duom and grape seeds. Duom is a kind of fruit produced from an African palm tree, and these plants were considered sacred for the ancient Egyptians. What made these all incredible is the fact that the fruits appear to have been preserved well since the 4th century. Along with these, archaeologists also uncovered hundreds of ancient ceramic artifacts and treasures, primarily made of bronze. Nothing was disturbed, Godillo, the head of the excavation project, said. It was very striking to see baskets of fruit. The experts surmised that their preservation may have had something to do with how they were kept within an underground room. He noted that it could probably be a grave where offerings like treasures and food were stored for the deceased. Knowing the wide expanse of the city, Godillo estimated that they have only explored 5% of the total area of the metropolis. Having said this, there's a possibility that the public will get to hear more shocking and intriguing discoveries from the sunken city in the very near future. Number 2. Senior Citizen Killers. It's interesting to note that pillow talks have brought more secrets out into the open than an interrogation with a detective or a session with a psychiatrist, and these two sisters in this next story are proof of that. Mary Beth Tomaselli and Linda Roberts believe that their father, Anthony Tomaselli, was already too old and frail for this world. He'd been suffering with cancer and dementia, and the two daughters thought the widower would soon die. So, they decided to help in a way that would later put them in a bind. On March 6, 2015, Anthony's two grown daughters were at his home in Palm Harbor, Florida. That night, they prepared the old man an alcoholic drink heavily spiked with sleeping pills. They hoped this would do the job of quickly killing him. As the victim sprawled out on the couch, they noticed that the man was still clinging to dear life. Linda went to grab a pillow to smother him, but apparently this wasn't enough as well. So she then took a rag and rammed it down her father's throat. Mary Beth, meanwhile, pinched his nose and held down his squirming body. After a lengthy struggle, Anthony then finally stopped heaving. The next day, on March 7th, they called 911. Police arrived at the scene and immediately assumed the incident was just another elderly Florida man who passed away. The sisters had just got away with murder, or so they thought. Their secret would eventually spill over, and strange as it may sound, what it would take was a significant other to do so. Sometime in August or September of 2020, Mary Beth met a man whose identity is kept under wraps in a bar in Pinellas County. The two hit it off and then began dating. She eventually introduced the mystery lover to her sibling, and though she was married, Linda also struck up a sexual relationship with the unnamed individual. It's unknown whether or not the two knew they were sharing the same lover. The man grew close to both women. Linda, in particular, trusted the debonair so much that she began to tell him her deepest secrets. On February 12th, then, she confessed to him that she and her sister had killed their father back in 2015. Shocked at what he heard, the two-timing Casanova told the police about the confession and submitted an audio recording of their conversation. He began to work with the investigators, and in the next weeks, the man was able to extract confessions from both Linda and Mary Beth. The sisters revealed the grisly details of the murderous deeds on tape, including how they committed the killing, what they felt after doing it, and what they did with the inheritance money they got following their father's death. 4 years after Anthony's murder, Mary Tomaselli, who was 63, and 61-year-old Linda Roberts were finally arrested and charged with first-degree murder. They both admitted to the charges and have yet to face trial. Had the two senior citizen sisters never fallen in love with the same man, the truth about their father's death may have remained hidden. Thanks to the conscientious, unidentified two-timing lover, though, justice is about to be given to Anthony, whom the women thought they were giving a favor to by murdering. Number 1. Rodney Alcala. Known by his moniker, the Dating Game Killer, Alcala was a convicted serial killer and rapist who was sentenced to death in California on 8 counts of murders that were committed between 1977 and 1979. However, based on rumors and later confessions, authorities believe his kill count could be as high as 130. Like many of his kind, the Texas-born had a distinct modus operandi. He would often use his profession as a photographer to lure his unsuspecting victims and offer to take their pictures. Many young women and young children would be much enthused to pose for the so-called fashion photographer. Many of those who fell into his trap suffered at the hands of the sadistic man who raped, strangled, beat, and then killed his subjects. His confirmed murder victims in California include Jill Barcom, Georgia Wixted, Charlotte Lamb, Jill Parentu, and Robin Samso. In New York, the unlucky ones were Cornelia Crilly and Ellen Hover. It was Samso's untimely death that would bring an end to Alcala's murder spree. In 1979, the 12-year-old vanished while she was on her way to ballet class. Her friends, who were with her, later testified seeing a stranger who approached the girl for a photo shoot. The kid's vivid description of the creepy photographer then helped pin down the man wreaking havoc in California. A series of legal debacles followed, but they all eventually ended up with him being sentenced to death. In 2016, while awaiting execution, Alcala was furthermore charged with the murder of Christine Thornton. She disappeared in 1977 and was found murdered in Wyoming in 1982. He was linked to the case when the woman's relative saw the victim in one of the convicts' photo collections. Then came the news recently, on July 24, 2021, that while incarcerated at the California State Prison, Alcala was pronounced dead from an unspecified natural cause. He was 77 years old at the time. The thought that Alcala was able to hide his criminal past for quite some time and even appear on TV was downright scary. But what's even creepier is the fact that it's often hard to know what a person really is based on the surface. They could just be a regular harmless photographer, for example. But it's also possible that they could be a serial killer and rapist prowling the streets just looking for their next victim. So there were the strange and scary mysteries of the month for August 2021. Every day we encounter strange and baffling stories that most of us don't know what to make of. These are just a handful, but there's still so many more to uncover. If you guys like this video, then please subscribe and hit the notification bell. We have 3 new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. And check out our podcasts as well if you'd rather listen to them there. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.